And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, and radio for the rest of us, by and for the rest of us. You just heard, you heard some members of Firesign Theater, and that was coming from Why Do Your Folk? With Eric Walters, your host of a good show tonight. And my name is Josh Behrman, and next to me is Otto Conrad.
Evening, Josh.
Hello. And we just got a mixed bag of whatever for you. It's a nasty night out there, folks, so just curl up next to the radio, grab yourself a nice bowl of mashed potatoes and a turkey leg or whatever it is that you happen to be eating at the moment, and get ready for some good music. Otto, I think you're going to go first. Is that right?
I'm sorry, Josh.
Are you going to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right, so what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a little Soldier's Joy off a radio broadcast.
All right, here we go. Soldier's Joy, give us a call, 804-649-9737. We're wide open tonight.
Well, I assure you that you're not going to hear the Living Strings this morning. You are not going to hear the Melocrino strings. And you're not going to hear any other kind of strings unless it's a fiddle.
Make a whole lot of boys and girls. What better way? What better way to stay? What day? When I see you convert, we populate this planet. I plan when I make about having babies. They may look just little crazy. One by one, two by two, three eye verses. Me and you, well, 20 hours in the flowers, all day rolling in the hay. We'll spend weeks cheek to cheek. We're making babies. We're making babies. We're making babies now. Find a new place, maybe. But not now, cause you're having a baby. And when I may start having babies, I may look just a little crazy. One by one, two by two, three odd birds, me and you, well, 20 hours and 4 hours, all day, all day, all day. 10 weeks, 6 weeks. We're making babies, we're making babies, we're making babies now.
Gentlemen and ladies, I'll bid you farewell. Gentlemen and ladies, I'll bid you farewell, for killing Pretty Polly will send my soul to hell.
Mr. E.C. Ball.
From Rugby, Virginia.
Right there with a tune called Pretty Polly. Some lyrics, actually some verses in there that I certainly don't sing, and I don't know that I've heard them before. But there's so many verses to that song, it could probably be 15, 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
you included them all.
That's one of those actual Alan Lomax field recording versions from the late 50s that was done.
And before that, I'll go ahead and actually explain two of these songs at once.
The band that you heard with
the high voice and the kind of novelty singing is a group that I just played with in Kansas City, Missouri, at a little dive bar. But we had a great show in the snow, and they're called the Kansas City Bear Fighters. A few things about them. So that guy with a really high voice, kind of creepy Betty Boop guy doing Betty Boop, I would say, is what I decided he was doing. He's like 6'4" and very muscly and kind of just crazy looking. And then they play this sweet kind of creepy music, this kind of creepy novelty song music.
Kind of Hawaiian sound.
Yeah, a little bit Hawaiian. And it's great. I mean, Missouri and Kansas have a lot of things going on. And I've actually got two other bands tonight from one of the groups is a good friend of mine who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. And then another one of the groups is a group from Lawrence, Kansas, actually. So Kansas has a lot of great songwriting going on in it right now, and Missouri as well. And before that was some fiddling and actually tenor banjo playing and some guitar playing as well on a tune called Richmond that comes from Bruce Molsky. That is Otto's selection.
Yes, one of my latest kicks. I think Josh is pretty familiar with him, but I'm a recent discoverer of Bruce Molsky, and I like his clean playing in the tradition. He's real nice.
He is a very technically proficient and soulful player. And that tune comes from Roscoe Parrish, a fiddler from Coal Creek, Virginia, although there's another version of it that comes from Arkansas from the fiddling of Fate Morrison. And it's kind of similar to Cuckoo's Nest, which is an Irishy tune that a lot of people play. So shall we move on? I think we've gotten to where we are.
Yeah. What are we going to play next, Josh?
Could you click that over to the next one?
One. There you go.
I actually have two coming up. They'll be spaced in between other songs, but these are both from a really good friend of mine named Pokey Lafarge. These are from his brand new album. First is a version of In the Graveyard Now. So let's hear that. It's a cool minor version. Give us a call, 804-649-9737.
I remember last election, Jim Jones got election. Said he's voting for the man that pays the biggest price. And the next day after poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice. Uh-oh. He's in that jailhouse now. He's in that jailhouse now. Instead of staying at home and leaving the rich folks business alone, he's in that jailhouse now. You remember Henry Cruz? He sold that no good booze, sold it down to the police on the beat. And now Henry's feeling funny, 'cause the police gives him mob money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in that jailhouse now. Yep. He's in that jailhouse now. Judge gave him 10 years. Now Henry's shedding tears. Boo, hoo, hoo, hoo. He's in that jailhouse now. Son went walking down the street, a little chickie chanced to meet. So he went to every tavern in town, and he drank lots of liquor, and the trouble soon got thicker. Now his jailhouse fine. He's in that jailhouse now. Well, he's in that jailhouse now. And if he's got a political frame, the judge's sentence he will surely suspend. He's in that jailhouse now. We'll be right back. Jim Jones liked to roam around with every little girl in town until he made a whip and his wife. Then Benny got him in the face. Now he's a big disgrace. And now his graveyard burned. Now, well, I used to be friends. Let's let that little matter end, cause he's in a graveyard now, 6 feet under the ground. 2, 3, and...
It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. Turn the tables now, you the one on the bum. It's la, 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 singing la, la, la. I'm so happy, got me singing la, la, la. If I was a catfish in a river down in St. Louis, be the biggest fish anyone had ever seen. And I'd never get caught, cause I'd never bite the hook and line. All the women try to catch me as I go swimming by. It's la, 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 singing la, la, la. I'm so happy I'm singing la, la, la. Wild. Honey, I'm short and thin, so I can squeeze out any position you put me in. I got this little thing for the laughing horse disease. Gonna laugh away to any place that I please. It's la, 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 singing la, la, la. I'm so happy got me singing la, la, la.
It's the time of year you've been waiting for, the Spring 2010 T-Shirt Design Contest. Submit your winning design through email, snail mail, or just bring it by the station no later than 11:59 p.m. Monday, March 8, 2010. Prizes and goodies will go to the winning designer. Please go to WRIR.org for more details.
My soul, dear soul. Oh boy, So don't you trust no young woman, no, where on earth you go. Yes, it old bull season, and I bleed my soul to soul. So don't you trust no young woman, no, where on earth you go. Yes, your fat brown will tell you that she love you all her life. Oh boy, meet another dude around the corner and really tell that same lie twice. Yes, your fat brown will tell you, yes, she love you all her life. Meet another dude around the corner and really tell that same lie twice. Alexander women, I sure go do despise. Got a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. Alexander women, I sure go do despise. Got a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. I got one old bulldog and a baby and a long leg hound. I got one high yaller and 2-3 brown. I got one high yaller, baby brown. I got one high yaller, really, and 2-3 brown. Train coming round the mountain this morning in a solid moon. If I live to see tomorrow, gonna roll in my fat brown's arms. Train coming round the mountain in a solid moon. If I live to see tomorrow, gonna roll in my fat brown's arms. Can't be satisfied. And I've got the blues, babe, and I can't be satisfied. Going down by the river and hang down my head and cry. And I've been mistreated and I can't be satisfied. Can't be satisfied. Just I'm going with a lead to get you off of my mind. Babe, I'm going with a lead to leave you, get you off my mind. Just I'm going with a lead to leave you, babe, the word off my mind. And I won't be worried, honey, about you all the time. I don't plead this piece, babe, till my fingers got sore. Now if it ain't nothing doing, I ain't gonna play no more. Thank you.
WRIR is honored to be selected by to be selected the beneficiary of Cause and Effect Volume 2, a compilation CD released annually by Aunt Mary Records to raise awareness of Richmond organizations improving our community. All CD proceeds go to support the mission of WRIR. Join us in celebrating the release of Cause and Effect Thursday, March 11th at the Camel, 1621 West Broad Street, with Cause and Effect bands Hot Lava, The Way of the Sun, The Moonbees, and Microjoy. Doors open at 7 p.m. To purchase Cause and Effect tickets, I presume, or CD, visit amrva.com or wrir.org. Songs span a wide variety of genres, just like WRIR's music programming. Oh, I'm sorry, Otto. Say again.
Hey, rah to that.
Hey, rah. All right. It's 7:34. You're on Edge of Americana.
It's your host, Otto.
Yes, and this is your host, Josh Behrman. And we just heard from 19-year-old Jesse Baker playing the banjo there, ripping it up on the Farewell Blues, a very common, not too common, but a pretty common bluegrass tune. It's done, there's guitar versions and banjo versions, to be sure. And that's from his new album called Yes Sir, which is on Patuxent Records. And Patuxent just keeps on putting out these wunderkinds of bluegrass music. They Patuxent released the album from Tatiana Hargreaves, who she's a 14-year-old fiddler, and she recently won the Appalachian String Band Festival for fiddling for adults at age 14 last summer, and she's quite good. And
before that, we had Jimmy Struthers, another Alan Lomax recording, prison convict from 1936. Of course, nobody knows anything about him, but that is a really wonderful song. And the title is Going Back to Richmond.
Just Going to Richmond.
Going to Richmond. So it has an obvious place on this show.
Uh-huh. And before that, Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three with La La Blues, which is one of his original tunes that Otto pointed out. That one's got a bit of an Old Crow feel to it, which it does in certain ways, although Pokey's roots come more from ragtime music than they do from old time music, but I suppose you modern it up a little bit and you can come out with something kind of similar.
We like Pokey on this show. We play him a fair amount.
Yeah, and this is his first album with a full band, so it's kind of interesting. And Otto had a selection before that. Charlie Poole.
Doing a standard there. Have a drink on me.
Yeah. And
then you had something fun before that.
More Pokey LaFarge before that, which was from In the Graveyard Now. And I've got these kind of two-song sets tonight. Not all only, but I do have two song sets tonight from some new bands and some friends who've just released new albums. There's a bunch of new, great new music out all at once. So what do we hear now, Otto?
Well, my gig tonight is I just got back from another trip down visiting the Wayne Henderson World. And while I was down there, I was looking at an old general store that's owned by E.C. Ball, actually. And a bit later in the show, I'm going to play a few more E.C. Ball songs, and I'll talk a little bit about E.C. Ball. Right now, though, I'm going to play a track. It's a Wayne Henderson and Helen White recording that was recorded about a week ago at the Blue Ridge Community College. And I believe this track is called The North Carolina Rag. So I'm going to cue that up. There's a little bit of talk, and then they're going to go in to play some really nice music.
I met lots of folks that I know a while ago. Really excited to see so many folks that have been down to the shop and everything, and people have met at shows and saw a lot of pickers. Good. I know there's enough good guitar players here, it makes me feel like I've gone fishing at a bunch of game wardens. They're trying to pick in front of them. And a good instrument maker, old Scott, showed me a bouzouki and an octave mandolin. It was just absolutely gorgeous. He's in your neighborhood here, and just a beautiful work. Let's see, fiddlers, Craig Cease is here. He's a good old-time fiddler. I haven't heard him play in years, but he probably still remembers how to do it, I bet. And so we play one for all these musicians that make us nervous.
You going to show rhythm guitar players how to do it?
Well, I'll try to. One of my guitar heroes was a fellow named Riley Puckett. He played with the Skillet Lickers. That's a good. These old time bands have some of the coolest names. My dad, E.C. Ball, and a couple of other guys was in an old time band called the Rugby Gully Jumpers. And those guys seemed to me like when I heard it, the last time I heard them play years and years ago, it was too old to jump any gullies of any kind. But That's a pretty cool name. We actually use that name once in a while, you know, when there's more of us anyway. North Carolina breakdown.
Thank you. can't be falling for you. No, I can't be falling for you.
From Kalamazoo, she's black as a bullet and blacker too, with a head down the air like a kangaroo. Up high, ladies, the king don't know. Just get the start, I never saw. One night to a supper, we did go. She'd eat and ride and left, you know. Oh, how she made the logger flow. She drank three kegs and hollered for more. Hop, holiday, the king don't know. Hop, holiday, the king don't know. Just get up, down, I never saw. Katie weighed just 300 pounds. Half of her weight was out on the ground. Half her seat that she couldn't turn around. She had better get clean out of town. Hop, holiday, the kick don't do. Hop, holiday, the kick don't do. Just getting up down, I never saw. Little nigger was a lying to bed. The one was sick and the other dead. Sent for the doctor said, to give that nigger some short to bed. Hop, holiday, the king don't know. Hop, holiday, the king don't know. Just get up there, I never saw. White girl smells like that steel soap. The black gal smells like a darn belly goat. All this firing up for style out of the city is not worthwhile. Hop, holiday, the kick don't do. Hop, holiday, the kick don't do. Hop, holiday, the kick don't do. Just getting up tired, I never saw.
Question. Where'd stay last night? Bam!
This spring, the Richmond Peace Education Center is sponsoring a peace essay contest for students of all ages. Students throughout Virginia from kindergarten through grade 12 are invited to participate. The contest will be judged in four age divisions: primary, which is K through 3, elementary grades 4th and 5th, middle school 6, 7, and 8, and high school 9 through 12. The deadline for entering the contest is April 19, 2010. To find out this year's prompt, the rules, and the awards for the essay contest, call the Richmond Peace Education Center at 232-1002 or visit www.rpec.org. And this is The Edge of Americana.
Yes, and my name is Josh Behrman. That was right there, and that's Otto Conrad reading that PSA.
That's right.
And we just heard the Carolina Chocolate Drops from their new album. The new album is called Genuine Negro Jig, which refers to a gig called Snowden's Jig. And that was Cindy Gow, and that's a Joe Thompson tune. Joe Thompson was that band's kind of formative idea, anyway, was to play the music of the Piedmont, North Carolina black string bands.
It was nice old time music there. Josh, what was the percussion that was being played on that track?
That was Bones. That's Bones? Dom Flemons playing, well, four bones, I guess. Two in each hand, they're rib bones. And it's a really good sound, and Dom's great at doing it. And also it was Rhiannon Giddens and Justin, whose last name I'm forgetting right now, but I'm going to look. And they're a great band, and they're all over the place. They actually were on Fresh Air this afternoon. So
not too shabby.
That's not too shabby for an old-time band, really, although certainly some of the tracks on here are less old-timey, but even those that are less – it's Justin Robinson. And even those that are less old-timey are still played on fiddle, banjo, bones, jug, hand clapping, hand bone, all kinds of stuff like that.
So, it's got the feeling.
Yeah, but there's a Tom Waits song on there. There's actually a popular R&B song on there. Before that, we had
Uncle Dave Macon.
Uncle Dave.
Good old that rogue, Uncle Dave Macon. Josh and I were actually fretting about whether or not there might be some objectionable content in that song, and I think we more or less skated by. But that was Hop High Ladies, which also is
Did You Ever See the Devil, Uncle Joe? And
right.
Also, Do You Ever Go to Meeting, Uncle Joe? And also, Miss McLeod's Reel is the Irish tune from which it comes. And before that, The Fox Hunt, which is a great group from Martinsburg, West Virginia, with a tune called Suits Me Fine. And we started it with...
Little Wayne Henderson and Helen White, a little live recording from a week or so ago at a local community college. Actually, it's up in... where is it? It's up in Harrisonburg, Blue Ridge Community College. And that was... North Carolina Breakdown.
North Carolina Breakdown. Yeah. So let me finish out my Fox Hunt set here, Otto, before we move on to other things.
Sure,
that's
Josh.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works. Let's do it.
I'll say please. So the Fox Hunt. They're another one of these newer bands, and they do a lot of old time music. Ben Townsend, the fiddler, is a big. They're all from West Virginia, and West Virginians are very proud of being from West Virginia, and rightfully so. And they're very proud of West Virginia music. And Ben Townsend has actually gotten a few state fellowships to go basically sit at the feet of older fiddlers and learn styles and techniques and tunes from them. So he's very dedicated to West Virginia old-time music and to old-time music in general. But they are a modern band. They're in their 20s, and they write music. So their most recent album doesn't actually have – their last album was all old-time tunes. This album is all original music. So you heard one from – they have two major songwriters, John Miller and Matt Klein. And you heard from John Miller with a tune called It Suits Me Fine. And he's a little darker. And so we'll hear one from Matt Klein, who is a little bit kind of sunnier, although this is kind of a standard bluesy topic. This one's called Troublemaking Woman, so you can guess the contents. And then after that, we're going to hear more from Otto. We're going to hear some more Bruce Molsky. So don't go anywhere and give us a call, 804-649-9737.
With one, but she's in love with two. I guess there ain't much fun in staying true. Troublemaking woman's gonna mess me all around. Well, there ain't too much that you can do when you love someone that don't love you. Troublemaking woman's only gonna let you down. She's got gorgeous eyes and a pretty voice. I wouldn't have fell if I had my choice. She broken the hearts of lots of boys a lot stronger than me. There was a lot to her I didn't see, lots of terrible things I didn't want to believe. Soon I became history, like a boy she left for me. Well, I'm in love with one, she's in love with two. I guess there ain't much fun in staying true. A troublemaking woman's gonna mess me all around. And there ain't too much that you can do when you love someone that don't love you. A troublemaking woman's only gonna let you down. Some wrappers and hair ties on my floor, but I got no cause to clean up no more. I still dream at night of her knock on my door, though I know she won't be back. And it still smells good on her side of my bed. My ears still burn from the words she said. I bet that other boy's gonna wish he was dead. That girl is evil and that's a fact. Well, I'm in love with one, but she's in love with two. I guess there ain't much fun with staying true. A troublemaking woman's gonna mess me all around. There ain't too much that you can do when you love someone that don't love you. Troublemaking woman don't ain't gonna let you down. Yeah, that troublemaking woman don't ain't gonna let you down.
Thank you.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It is 8 o'clock, folks.
And you're listening to The Edge of Americana with Otto and Josh.
Otto and Josh. And you just heard Bill Mansfield and the Carolina Mockingbirds, old-time banjo player from Raleigh, North Carolina. That's a 60s recording. He learned that from the great Fred Cockrum. And that tune is called – so actually on that album also we had Paul Brown, Wayne Seymour, Kirk Supfin, and Andy Kahn. And that tune's called Root Hog or Die, which I just love that title. It kind of means work or starve, and it refers to back in the day where people had hogs and they'd have cornfields, and basically the practice of root hogging was to just allow the pigs to, after you've harvested the corn,
to run wild in the refuse.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than harvesting it and feeding it to them, or rather than cutting it down yourself, you just let the pigs out and they work their way through the kind of knobby cornfields over the course of however long it takes. Before that, Bruce Molsky.
Doing Knoxville Blues.
Yeah, Knoxville Blues is the name of that tune from his album Contented Must Be. And we had The Fox Hunt before that with Troublemaking Woman from their newest album, which is called Long Way to Go.
We're going to move on to a little set of music here. I'm going to indulge myself, and Josh is going to allow me to do this here. I'm going to do a little E.C. Ball set. And I'm just fascinated by E.C. Ball. We've been playing him a fair amount, of course, since I started doing the show. And I continue to learn things about the guy. I think he's just fascinating. He's from Rugby, Virginia, and he was a big influence on Wayne Henderson's style of guitar playing. He's just got a very beautiful, liquid way of playing guitar. But what's fascinating about the guy is how deeply religious he was, and it kind of pervaded most of the music that he did. He wrote a lot of songs himself, and these songs are they don't pull any punches in addressing his vision of faith and what we as religious people should be doing in a Christian world. And he's unabashedly Christian. So he's a fascinating person. And, of course, in his real life, he was a complex person. He ran a C store, which, selling alcohol and gasoline, how he reconciled that, well, I'll leave that for another discussion. And he also played music on the weekends with his wife, Orna Ball, in a lot of nursing homes and churches around southwestern Virginia and upper East Tennessee. So we're going to hear three songs from him. We're going to hear a tune called Trials, Troubles, and Tribulations that he wrote. Then we're going to hear something called I See God in Everything. And then we're going to let him just cut loose on an instrumental called Black Mountain Rag. So let's hit it, Josh. It's in disc two there.
All right.
This is E.C. Ball at Rugby, Virginia, recording a song that I composed from the last book in the Bible, Revelations. The title of this song is Tribulations.
Trials, troubles, tribulations, such as never been before. When the angels pour upon us their vows of wrath, down from heaven, and the blood shall fill the sea. I'll be carried on by Jesus, and forever with him be. The beast with horns will come upon you, one with seven. Down from heaven, and the blood shall fill the sea. I'll be carried on by Jesus, and forever with him be. The mark must be upon your forehead. blood shall fill the sea. I'll be carried home by Jesus and forever with him be. When I stand and watch the little birds go flying high and tiny, reminds me of my dear Lord. Sunset in the western sky, I see the beauty of my dear Lord.
The beauty of my Lord.
I see God in everything, on the land and the deep blue sea, in the fields and meadows and the pastures green, in the stars that twinkle at night, that big yellow moon, the wonders of my dear Lord. Thank you.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Oh, the blues ain't nothing, oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Oh, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. That must have been the kind of blues I had. Oh, yana comes, oh, yana comes, train coming down the track. Oh, yana comes, train coming down the track. It's gonna take me away, but it's never gonna bring me back. I'm going back to Cowtown, going to Cowtown to get my ham bone boil. Going down to Cowtown to get my ham bone boil. Cause the New York women done made my ham bone spoil. Oh, when I die, when I die, honey, don't you wear no black. Oh, when I die, honey, don't you wear no black. Cause if you do, my ghost comes sneaking back. Got a gal in Houston, got a gal in Houston, got a gal in San Antonio. Got a gal in Houston, got a gal in San Antonio. But my Dallas gal make a good man leave his home. Got a red-headed woman, got a red-headed woman, make a hound dog lose his trail. Got a red-headed woman, make a hound dog lose his trail. Got a black-headed gal, make a tadpole hug a whale. Looking at me, you just sort of heard me say, oh, she fly, don't you bother me, she fly, don't you bother me, she fly, don't you bother me, but I belong to the DC. George Washington was a great man, a lie he'd never tell, but when he got the hatchet, give that country hallelujah. Oh, she fly, don't you bother me, she fly, don't you bother me. Why don't you bother me? Why belong to the city? Trouble in the kitchen is worse up overhead. But Lovey said she'd have me, boy, she likes you, me dead. Oh, she fly, don't you bother me? She fly, don't you bother me? You fly, don't you bother me? Why belong to the city? bother me, shoe fly, don't you bother me, shoe fly, don't you bother me, bob along to the Dizzy. An old man come moping in, he's tired out of life. A young man come keeping in, run, kiss me, my dear wife. Oh, she fly, don't you bother me. You fly, don't you bother me. You fly, don't you bother me. Why belong to the Dizzy? Snow up on the mountain, sunshine on the lake. Hard time never get this child, he's too wide awake. Oh, you fly, don't you bother me. You fly, don't you bother me. You fly, don't you bother me. Why belong to the Dizzy?
And that was the irrepressible Uncle Dave Macon.
He's very lively, that man. You
just
know?
A happy-sounding guy.
He did not believe in evolution. He's got a song about that. Maybe we'll play it someday. I think it's FCC appropriate. But that's okay. You don't have to believe in everything you hear. It's probably best that you don't.
We'll save it for one of our Washed in the Water shows.
Uh-huh. So that was Shoe Fly, like Otto said. And oh, what did I just do? Before that, we had Milton Brown and his musical brownies. They were doing, what did they do? They did Texas Hambone Blues, which is kind of dirty, but only in a very euphemistic way. And we had a set before that, some good music, some good guitar playing from Otto's personal hero right now, E.C. Ball. I thought I was your personal hero, but I guess I've been supplanted.
You've been supplanted this week, Josh. I'm
Alas.
Sorry.
Okay.
E.C. Ball with his wife, Orna Ball, on Black Mountain Rag. And then before that, we had one of his Fire and Brimstone, I See God and Everything. Actually, it's not very Fire and Brimstone.
No, the other
it's
one,
though, cosmic.
Trials, Troubles, and Tribulations, however, was quite
apocalyptic.
That's quite apocalyptic indeed. Got to have the mark on your forehead. Otherwise, who knows? Yikes. Yikes. That's a little scary. All right. Well, it's so you know, we still got 40 minutes left. We're just doing whatever tonight. So let's hear some country gentlemen, because I do love the country gentlemen. Here's Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, we pass the time away writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cried each time I saw the tide. Hey, God, love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand. While the sunbeams kissed the sand, your faith was in my hands the day I met you, dear. While the memories I recall, your memory I recall, but you've forgotten me. On a day like today, we pass the time away writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cried each time I saw the tide. Take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. How my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
Thank you for tell you about Wild Bill Jones. Now, I knew Wild Bill when I was a boy. His father was a dignified old gentleman named George Jones, lived up in Little Doubles Creek. He had another son named Colonel, who was sort of a philosopher. He taught me a little bit, and I'll tell you what he taught me. One time, I got a taste of that old moonshine. It was the awfulest tasting stuff in the world, and I couldn't figure out why anybody would ever drink it. Colonel was reputed to drink a little and make a little, so I went right up Colonel Jones, and he was out in his garden with a big saw-bladed hoe, and he was hoeing away. But he was a big, tall, lanky fellow, and I was just a little guy. I was walking along beside him. Finally, I looked up at him, and I said, "Colonel, why would anybody ever drink that old moonshine?" He leaned on his hoe, and he looked down at me, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you, son. I said, if and you ain't got a dime, it makes you feel like $1 million.
Come up, Halsey. Hey, hey.
hey, come up, I'll sing, hey, hey. Go to sleep and don't you cry. Mother's gonna give you some apple pie. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey.
Sleep. 97.3 WRIR, listening to Edge of Americana. Who did we just hear, Otto? That was very sweet.
Yeah, that sweetie was Adelia Vera Hall Ward, and she's a big deal in the field recording Alan Lomax world. She's from where is she from? She's from Alabama,
somewhere in Alabama,
and she lived from 1902 to 1964 and sang all kinds of obscure, beautiful folk songs like that.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Before that, George Gibson. From Knott County, Kentucky. I was just down in that region. I was hanging out with a good buddy of mine named Brett Ratliff, who's a kind of an acolyte of George Gibson and all of these banjo tunings that, are in very unusual banjo tunings and very unusual kind of crossed down and upstroke style old-time banjo, and also a lot of songs that have this really fast banjo with a very slow ballad over top of it. It's a very stylized kind of old-time music. And, right there, he was singing Wild Bill Jones and talking about Wild Bill Jones and talking about moonshine. He's a real storyteller, much like Wayne Henderson, where he's got his stories and he's got his jokes and he knows how to tell them really well. And before that was a group that Otto brought.
The Haints. Doing the Tupelo Blues.
As far as I know it, I know that song from Hoyt Ming and the Pep Steppers, but it probably someone else may have recorded it before that, but it's definitely a Mississippi tune. Nice tune.
Does Hoyt Ming start it off with that that really weird upstroke?
A lot of Hoyt Ming songs kind of start with that kind of upstroke sound to it. Actually, yeah, so kind good. Of squeaky, very slow, very mid tempo. I've played Hoyt Ming and the Pep Steppers a number of times on this program. I will again. And before that, the Country Gentlemen live 1961 in Fairfax, Virginia, with Love Letters in the Sand. And what's interesting about that recording, and I think I've said it before, is that instead of Eddie Adcock, you have Walter Hensley playing the banjo, of course Tom Gray on bass, John Duffy on the mandolin, and the great Charlie Waller singing and playing guitar. And that's where we started. So
where are we going?
Well, we're going to go now, I believe, to hear. Is it my turn? It is my turn.
It is your turn.
And we're going to hear some more guitar music here. This is Sam McGee doing the Sam McGee Stomp. So you can give us a call, 804-649-9737.
down in the valley, valley so low. Lay your head down, feel the wind blow, feel the wind blow, feel the wind blow. Lay your head down, feel the wind blow. Sunshine, violets love dew. Heaven above knows that I love you, that I love you, that I love you. Heaven above knows that I love you. Now buy me a castle on a mountain so high, so I can see him as he walk by, as he walk by, as he walk by, so I can see him as he walk by. Write me a letter, send it by the mail, send it in the care of that Birmingham jail, Birmingham jail, Birmingham jail. Send it in the care of that Birmingham jail. You send it in the care of that Birmingham jail.
Crying, that's what I'm crying.
And I've got the Mississippi heavy water blues. If you're walking down the road with my hat on in my hands, I'm looking for the woman that ain't got no man. That's why I'm crying, that's why I'm crying. Got the Mississippi heavy water blues.
The Honduras Outreach Medical Brigada Relief Effort, or OMBRE, is an organization dedicated to improving the lives and health of underserved communities in Honduras and other developing countries, while enhancing the education of health profession students. Each year, OMBRE medical staff sees thousands of patients at multiple sites in Honduras and the Dominican Republic and is actively involved in public health projects. To find out how you can get involved, visit the website at www.ombremedicine.org.
And WRIR thanks Friends of the Richmond Public Library for programming support. Friends of Richmond Public Library hosts the Richmond Writers Series, Friday, March the 5th, 7 to 9 p.m., with Brooke Smith and Wayne Dementi, co-authors of Songlines of Richmond, a celebration of performing arts, artists, and stages. The event is free and open to the public at the main branch of the Richmond Public Library, 101 East Franklin Street, this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
And you're listening to Edge of Americana here on WRIR, the fabulous WRIR. And it is 8:41, and we just heard, what did we just hear?
We heard a little Roscoe Holcomb doing a blues song.
Yeah, the Mississippi Heavy Water Blues.
Mississippi Heavy Water Blues.
What makes the water heavy? Is that too much iron?
What does? I would just assume it's a bunch of mud and sediment, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're the environmental scientist,
Josh. Well, yeah,
I mean,
soft water is too much calcium, but I don't know. Heavy water has it's got minerals. It's got something heavy in it. I don't know. Ice is heavy water.
All right, what else? What did we have before that?
I don't know. I'm just talking myself into circles now. Before that, the Dixie Playboys from Roanoke, Virginia, doing a tune called "Who's Sorry Now." That was just really, really good tenor banjo playing right there. From a WSLS recording from Roanoke Country Radio from the Digital Library of Appalachia. And before that, what was that abomination?
Yes. This is one of our ongoing debates here. This was Justin Town Earl here, Steve Earl's boy, who'll be playing next week, actually, I believe, at what used to be the Gravity Lounge, but now is operating under another name in Charlottesville. But anyways, Justin is on a compilation, sort of a benefits, a no-nukes type of compilation called Cold Country Music. And that was him doing an old folk tune there called Down in the Valley.
Not no nukes, but no mountaintop removal.
Well, it's a no nukes. It's a Josh way back in the
80s.
In the late 70s, there was a famous protest record called No Nukes. Mm-hmm. It had people like James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt and such all on there doing protest songs about nuclear factories, nuclear reactors. So this is an album about the evils of strip mining and taking off the tops of mountains. Yeah. And Justin contributed a song to that. But anyways, Josh and I are having an ongoing debate about Justin Town Earl. He obviously is not really in the pocket of the Edge of Americana, but that song was close enough that I tried to slip it.
It was as close as a lot of what I've been playing tonight. I didn't really mean to call it an abomination. I was just doing that for dramatic effect. Before that was Sam McGee with Sam McGee Stomp, and certainly a lot of that was I Don't Love Nobody, which has also been called Nothing to It by Doc Watson and by other people who are Doc Watson acolytes. And that's where we are. Well, folks, I was recently on tour. We stopped through Nashville, Music City, and there's a lot of things I could say about Nashville. One thing I'll say is I went to an old-time jam, and I fell in with these guys who were just doing nothing but North Georgia music, specifically Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers music. A lot of tunes in C, a lot of tunes in G, and just all of this kind of high, squeaky fiddling and trick fiddling and smacking the fiddle with the bow and everything you'd expect from North Georgia. So let's hear some North Georgia fiddle music right now. Here's Hen Cackle.
Thank you. snow lie deep on windy hills. It tells the world, why should I wait? This ice and snow are gonna melt away. And so I'll sing that yellow bird song. Troubled times will soon be gone.
In the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Yeah, she went away. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't you come back running, holding out your hand. I'll get me a woman like you got your man. And now she's gone, and I don't weary. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. like my peaches. Then don't you shake my tree. Stay out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Now, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Well, she called me up from down in El Paso. She says, come back, Daddy. Oh, I need you so. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. In the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Yes, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Happy birthday, Doc Watson.
87 years old, Doc.
Pisces. Pisces rock.
We do like Pisces.
Yeah. So that was Doc Watson, obviously.
Doing Sitting on Top of the World. It's from a brand new compilation, actually, released by the Smithsonian called Classic Appalachian Blues. Just came out. And it's a very nice – we played a number of tunes from that compilation. I highly recommend it.
And we had the Georgia Yellowhammers before that with How I Got My Gal from a British Academy of Country Music release called Johnson's Old Gray Mule, although there's millions of – people releasing that song right there.
And then before that, a little Sugar for the Sour, we had Jillian Welch and Dave Rawlings doing a Coney Bell.
Yep. And we started it with Chitwood and Landris, who are former members of Bill Chitwood and Bud Landris, former members of the Georgia Yellowhammers, doing Hen Cackle. And that's where we're at. It's 8:56, almost 8:57, and we're pretty much out of here. We've got one more. Remember to go to WRIR.org to see the playlist.
And get the podcast.
Get the podcast. It'll probably be up tomorrow at some point. And we'll be back next Tuesday with more.
Yes, we will.
With something. Something's going to be happening.
Something good. I don't know what, but we'll figure it out.
And so let's go out with just a little more North Georgia music. Otto earlier played Hop High Ladies. So let's play Miss McLeod's Reel from Gid Tanner and His Skillet Lickers. And it's the same tune, but it's done a little differently. Coming up is The Lee Show. This is Edge of Americana. ¶¶